Okay, is there any other new business? Alice.
Brief, may I make a motion? Excuse me, please. I move that the board reconstitute the Archives Committee. This would help the board understand what the Archives is in order to help the board create its budget, goals, the goals of the Archive, objectives, ethics, and mission, and I would add how the Archives can be more incorporated into the premia of the stations. So I move that we reconstitute an Archives Committee.
Second. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we reconstitute an Archives Committee. Now, is there any discussion?
Can Alice convene it? Because we got to get LSB and everybody.
Okay.
We need a convener.
How do we determine who's going to be on this committee then? It'll be an ad hoc committee with LSB members.
We'd have to talk to each of the stations, ask them to bring forward two LSB. Then you're going to need to have one from one, maybe one PMB now can do it from each service area, and then that you would have to convene.
All right. Just asking for
be happy to.
If is there a sense that this would be a good idea before we go to the constitution of it?
No.
No.
All right. Let's have one pro and one con, and then. All right, con Teresa.
I'm sorry, Alice. You know, I've always been very supportive of the archives. But I think we have a very, very good rapport with the archives. And if there was any other way to create a committee without going through the bureaucracy of it all, I would be for it. But, I mean, I'm for the affiliates, and I'm real disappointed we don't have that committee.
Yeah.
I'm for strategic planning. I'm sorry we don't have that committee. I'm sorry we don't have the litigation committee. And I just think that it's a monumental task to get it started with these bylaws, and I just don't know that it would really achieve that greater result.
All right. Does anyone want to speak in favor of it?
Point of information. What, is this proposal done following consultation or at the request of the director of the...
It's my idea.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to speak in favor of that motion.
Sam?
I spoke with Brian DeShazer on several occasions. Brian DeShazer is the archives manager, and he specifically told me that there isn't good communication, Teresa, between the National Archives office and the five sister stations, and that he was hoping to get better communication between the five sister stations and the national office. So I'm speaking in favor of that archive.
Point of order. This is all hearsay.
All right.
Brian DeShazer's not here, so we shouldn't. We should not be speaking on behalf of individuals.
Thanks. Is there somebody else who'd like to speak against the resolution, Mark?
I think that because, remember, we already have referred this board staff committee that we're looking at, and we had mentioned the possibility of including the archives person there. Why don't we wait and see what that comes of that? That would be a way to solve the issue without creating another committee. Do you like that, Alice?
I don't know. Whatever people think.
In favor? Carol?
The IPNB had an archives committee. It was very small. But we did successfully help raise the profile of the archives, and I think helped to fulfill its mission. The bylaws did not provide a local station board or local advisory board for the archives, and I think that was an oversight. I know when the bylaws were amended in 1982, the reason they added at-large directors was because they contemplated representing the archives, which were frequently left out in discussions of dispersal of resources. I think the archives is an extremely important part of Pacifica. We are the trustees of the archives. And so I think it would be very, very fruitful for all of us to have a committee that's representing the archives to the public, helping to raise money for them, and advocating for the archives throughout the organization.
Thank you, Carol. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak against it, or can we vote? Gerald, you're for, right? All right. Sarve, you're against. All right, and then we're let's vote after that. Could we?
Madam Chair, I recognize that how important the archives is, and I think at this stage we have heck of a lot of committees here. We have committees on top of committees and subcommittees, and I think creating some more committees and putting burden, extraordinary burden, on the local station boards as well as the national board, I think is untimely, and I think we can wait a little longer and then decide later.
Okay. Can we vote?
Yes.
With
Brian told me yesterday he would love to have an archives committee.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. All right. We're going to vote. If it, with no objection, can we vote? All right. All those in favor of forming an archives committee, please raise your hand.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Eight. Okay. And those opposed? Oh, okay. Let me count again. I'm sorry. All right. Please hold your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The motion carries.
Madam Chair.
All right. Is there any more new business?
Yes.
We need to
and I hope not.
Yes.
We need to appoint the five people.
Now what? I mean, we said let's create an archives committee. Now who's going to do it? Who's
all
going
right,
to contact us?
So that's where we are.
No, that's not where we are.
All right, Carol, do you
want to
explain how this might go quickly?
All right, the way we can do this quickly is to see if there is one director from each of the five stations who wants to volunteer, in which case we can elect them by acclamation. If there's more than one who wants to volunteer from any station area, we would elect them
by acclamation. All right, from WBAI, just one, Alice, okay. From WPFW, Kalanchi. From WBAI, oops, I'm sorry, for KPFT, Sam? You guys have to go talk about it. From KPFK, all right, Sonali, and from KPFA, Carol. All right, so we just have to...
Gerald?
Oh, okay, so Carol and Gerald need to talk, and... Sam and Teresa need to talk, okay?
Well, Madam Chair.
Just a moment. Shh. All right, please quiet. Dave?
Yeah, I'd like to re-raise the motion that we let me raise it this way, that we ask the Governance Committee to define a way that several board members can participate in the free speech radio news contract negotiations and bring it to us at our special meeting. That got seconded, and then it got ruled out of order. That's new business.
About the archives,
excuse me, I was recognized. I believe we were not. I believe they're going to make a decision.
Excuse me, folks. Okay, we were discussing the archives issue, and we have resolved it to the point that there are two directors from each station who may want to serve, and I've asked them to work it out between themselves for just to see if that's possible. Now I asked, was there any more new business? And
but,
Dave came forth
but
with
I
this.
I was saying that we have not done the LSB part, Madam Chair. We cannot just do the
Well,
board.
The LSB chair does it. The LSBs do it themselves.
Well,
I'm not saying that's the committee. Yeah. I'm saying we've solved who the directors would be on the committee.
And then who's going to, you know, somebody's got to convene it to get the LSBs on. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
You're going to pick someone? Okay.
I have a point of order. I have a point of spilled iced tea. We were just saying that we could resolve the director makeup of the archives committee if we had one person from each area. And so we're implying that we're going to do that now and then have these determined directors now. So can we not make that?
All right.
You must have to keep making the delegates before you can convene.
Absolutely.
To answer Roger's question, the
yes.
LSB delegates must be identified before
right.
that committee can
well,
convene.
Well, yeah, but you must have... We could determine the directors now, is what I'm saying. You got to do that part of it.
That's all we were trying to do, and we got as far as we did, okay? So now I would really like to get Dave's motion and get out of here.
Can we announce the results of the discussions?
Yes.
KPFA has... Gerald and I have selected me.
Okay, and T... And is the T issue resolved?
T is.
They're still out of the room.
All right.
T is hoping. T is actually hoping that there's a way that we could both be on it. And I told Samuel that he needed to do what he needed to do to see if we could both be on it.
We're going to have
well,
to vote.
That's okay. We're all right. We're going to
vote. There's a I have a suggestion. If we vote, we select one and then they take it back to their local area. If no one else is interested from their local area, then theoretically one of them could come on as a local person.
Oh, that's a good way around it all.
That's how we dealt with COI.
All right, can we wait then and see
then
what happens?
I'll step down.
All right.
I'll go with our local.
All right. Okay. Can we approve those people by acclamation?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And who
all
will
right,
be the
thank you.
Who will
now,
be the convener?
The convener is Alice. All right, thank you. Now, and we know that we need the LSB members, and Alice, you're going to take care of that.
I will contact the secretary of the foundation to help me deal with the other LSBs other than mine.
All right, lucky guy. Okay, now, David, we're back to your resolution.
The resolution to restate was that we ask the governance committee to come to the board at the next special meeting with a motion for how several members of this board can participate in the FSRN negotiations.
And was there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Without objection, can we vote? Or do we need some...
Yeah, I have an objection.
All right, Mark.
Look, I don't want an objection, but this is too important. Sorry, if you want to bring business, let's discuss it. I want to get out of here, too. I could go to the bathroom, as a matter of fact. But I'm saying... I have two issues here. One is I think that the programming committee should look at that. And one of the things I don't like is this idea we create all these committees, and then every time we have an issue, we decide, oh, no, that committee can't handle it, and now we're creating a new committee of three people under what provision of the bylaws, I can't imagine, so that they can sit in on a negotiation. What I'm saying is why don't we let the program committee, and they said they're going to meet in the next week, why don't we let them look at it? I understand that the issues are not just programming, but it's a key aspect of it. Just like in finance, it's not just finance. We also deal with all the other things. But it's a focus. Let's allow the program committee to do something before we decide that we need to step in on and appoint three super people on top
motion.
Of it. That, well, that's how I'm interpreting
the motion
it.
Is to ask the governance
well, I'm
committee.
Talking right now, and that's how I'm interpreting it.
Please.
Thank you.
Okay. Dave, do you want to clarify the motion?
Yeah, the motion, for all those who are interested, is that the governance committee, whose job is to decide how we're going to assign governance tasks, come forth with a resolution for how we will have board participation in the FSRN contract negotiations.
All right. So it is not a new committee, Mark, just to be clear. Okay?
No, I'm not clear. What are you saying then?
He's...
You're saying that three people from what? Which committee?
I don't recall saying three. I said three earlier. I changed the motion out of respect for your prior objections.
Okay,
this
to what?
This deals with finance. This deals with programming.
All right.
It deals with a variety of other issues. To ask the governance committee, and as an aside, whose role is to determine our governance structure and how we deal with issues governing the foundation, to come forth with a resolution for how the board will participate in the FSRN contract negotiations.
Okay.
To be brought at the special meeting.
Okay. Are people clear now on the motion?
Absolutely. I'm clear.
Okay. Let's have two more comments, and then we're going to vote.
I'm clear.
And then we need to adjourn. William.
I still object to the motion. I agree with Mark. I think that every aspect of this organization deals with governance, and that there's some point where these committees are going to just have to get to do the work that they need to do. And when they encounter problems, they have the onus of bringing it to the governance committee. I trust that Donna will convene a meeting, and if we come up with issues, just like coordinating committee has come up with other issues when it's with this new communications policy, they brought them to the full board. So I trust that Donna can do the same thing. And if we come up with issues on the programming committee with the FSR and contracting stuff, we'll bring it to governance. And if governance can't deal with it, we'll bring it to the board. So I'm speaking against the motion.
All right. Thanks, Sonali.
I'm just wondering about the fact that we passed a resolution regarding PNB oversight over contracts and interim solution until the governance committee itself develops a policy on contracts. Why can't this interim policy and basically the motion that we adopted be used for us to oversee the FSR and contract?
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to respond to that, David? Or?
I'm sorry. I was. What was
okay.
The
well,
I heard. Look, the thing about that policy was that we've been notified. It says in the interim, they just notified. They've notified us of an intent, and once they've designed the contract, we will see the contract. But it may very well go forth before we've had a chance to discuss it. The idea is this is crucial about our corporate concept of our relationship to other bodies. And I would like to find a way to engage that discussion because that's the content of what we should be doing as a board, I think.
All right. Can we vote?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. All right. Donna.
I like to accept David's motion in the spirit in which I hope that he's offering it. However, I don't think that we should vote on this motion at this time, and we are going to have a special meeting. I'm going to tell you why. I think we already have a mechanism to look at contracts. We just passed a motion. The other thing is that the programming committee actually needs to have a chance to look at this program as part of our whole circle to give some kind of recommendation or suggestions or whatever to the total board. And we're going to have a special meeting in just a little while. Maybe we should ask Randy Zimmerman. Maybe we should ask Randy if there's a time. If there is a time frame in which if we don't get to it before our special meeting in 2 weeks that we will have messed up something.
Do you want to quickly speak, Randy?
This was my concern, and our goal is to be done by the time we have a face-to-face, which is tentatively scheduled for the date which Dan talked about, which is the 19th, 20th. We are scheduled... We have proposed having some phone conferences before then to even figure out if we can come to agreement in that weekend in June. And our issues are, quite frankly, we have coverage to do that we have planning to do. So our goal is to be done or close to done by the time we have the face-to-face.
And you should have come here earlier.
Well,
I don't mean you, but I mean they should have brought the issue earlier if they wanted a solution by, because I doubt if you're going to get that. We're not even having a special meeting.
Mark, you're out of order, I believe.
Well,
okay.
I know Randy's done.
No, just to ask, we have given, they've had, the executives have had our proposal for over a year.
I didn't mean you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Bam.
All right. Can we vote on Dave's motion?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Please restate the motion.
Yes. I move that the governance... Oh, I can't read it, Dave. You need
resolved
to...
that. You're moving.
I know, but I'm... Yeah, resolved that.
Here's a mic.
That the governance committee be asked to bring a motion to the next special meeting of the board regarding how the PMB may participate in the FSRN contract negotiation.
Okay. Clear, simple, got it? All right. All those in favor of Dave's motion?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Opposed? 4. All right, that motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Don't forget your homework. Do your homework.
What?
Oh. What are you